Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
You know, when someone pushes you, sometimes you've got to push back. For years, tobacco companies have been poisoning our people, targeting our kids, and lying about the dangers of tobacco. That's not okay.
We can do more to protect our children and help Oklahomans live longer, healthier lives. Join the fight at StopsWithMe.com, a program of TSET.
Big Tobacco needs to know who they're messing with. You ready?
Oklahoma Farm Bureau has been all around Oklahoma since 1942, and they're proud to serve agriculture in all 77 counties. Oklahoma Farm Bureau is invested into the lives of all who live in rural Oklahoma. In fact, their mission statement is improving the lives of rural Oklahomans. Farm Bureau has a team of legislative professionals serving their members' interests at the state capitol and work nationally with other state farm bureaus in Washington through the American Farm Bureau. Check out their website at okfarmbureau.org, where you can learn more about being a part of the Farm Bureau family.
Word from USDA is that the National Ag Statistics Service is committed to keep on working through the COVID-19 pandemic crisis, including getting out major reports like the hog and pigs report that's out a little bit later on this week on Thursday, and then next week's acreage report that is due out on the 31st of March. They've also are getting out the crop weather updates on a state-by-state level right now. They'll start picking up those crop progress reports in the 1st of April at the national level. Looking at our crop progress numbers here in the Southern Plains, it's primarily about the winter wheat crop and also pasture range conditions. In the case of the winter wheat crop, we're continuing to see better and better ratings for Oklahoma's crop. Two weeks ago, we were 58% good to excellent shape, 67% in good to excellent shape this last week. This week, 77% rated in good to excellent shape, most of that in good shape. Kansas crop really has been just kind of sitting there right now as a little bit obviously further north, waiting for the crop to really kick off. 2 weeks ago, 47% good to excellent, 46% last week, now 48% good to excellent this week in Kansas. Texas crop is improving as well week by week, 26% good to excellent 2 weeks ago, 36% last week, now 49% in good to excellent shape this week. Pasture range ratings we have for Oklahoma and for Texas, 42% good to excellent ratings for the state of Texas, 53% good to excellent ratings on pasture range conditions in Oklahoma, both this week as well as last week. After several weeks of plunging cattle prices, Tyson announced this last Friday that they were going to be adding $5 per hundredweight for the cattle that were bought on the hoof this last week that will be harvested at their plants this week, and about a little over $7 on the cattle being bought on the rail. That may well have been one of the reasons that the attitude was a lot better at our auction markets as we started this week, sharply higher. Very light receipts, less than 500 at Tulsa, about 1,500 at the Oklahoma National Stockyards, and about 1,800 at Joplin in the Monday trade. All of them sharply higher. The lighter weight cattle under 700 pounds at Joplin, $15 to $25 higher. Yearly market, the Oklahoma National Stockyards tested, $15 to $19 higher on feeder steers. Feeder heifers not well tested, but instances of $12 higher reported at the Oklahoma National Stockyards. Still on the job, local folks at the USDA Service Centers, FSA, and NRCS, they are continuing to work with the clients. However, they're only doing phone consultations now, and some field work will be continuing with appropriate social distancing. You've got farm news on Ron.
It's the B&L Red Angus Bull Sale, Wednesday, March 25th at the ranch in Putnam, Oklahoma. The sale featuring 85 bulls and 20 females. There will be online bidding through dvauction.com. For additional information or to view a sale catalog, go to blredangus.com or call Benji and Lori White at 580-334-2801. 580-334-2801. The B&L Red Angus Bull Sale, Wednesday, March 25th in Putnam, Oklahoma.
And that's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes.